45 years ago, Diebold was one of the inventors of the ATM machine. If you fast forward today, the sky's the limit to what we can do. We've got the connectivity, we've got the cloud platform, and now as we start to think about adaptability, predictability, and making everything seem more human.
Working with Microsoft, we're doing a number of projects that are encapsulating things like Kinect, speech recognition, avatars, and the fact that Microsoft have this breadth of things within their portfolio, it makes it a really fantastic relationship.
Conductor was a really good initiative for us, where we're bringing together cloud infrastructure, mobile services, and self-service devices. It's a lot of moving parts, but we were able to orchestrate that incredibly quickly.
One of the great things about building within the Microsoft and Visual Studio environment is that we can build one solution and we can deploy it to our data centers, our customers' data centers, or into Azure, all from a single code base.
The epicenter of what we considered the digital financial universe 10 or 15 years ago was in North Canton, Ohio. Proprietary applications, proprietary hardware, proprietary communication protocols with network hosts. Today's world doesn't work that way. We need to make sure that we're interoperable for the benefit of our customers. No customer can afford to completely overhaul IT infrastructure. Microsoft is helping us through cloud application development, whether it be .NET protocol, Azure in the cloud, and they allow us to build upon a base that will be more interoperable going forward.